So a Latin tune in 4/4, this would be like, it's at 100, the metronome's at 100. At 100, but what if I take it down now? By the way, that's at 100 with the metronome on 2 and 4. The tempo is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1. So the metronome's on 2 and 4 already. But what if I take it down to put it only on 2 or only on 4? We didn't discuss this yet. All right, so I'm going down to 50. So you decide whether it's going to be on 2 or 4. Let's do both. So all I'm going to do is say the word 2. If you're having trouble getting into this, 2, 2, 2, and you have to make the rest of it fit. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So you could see, I don't know if you heard it, but I was speeding up a little bit in the beginning. But I'm listening more than I'm playing. What about if the metronome was on 4 instead of 2? So now I'm just going to count 4 when I hear the click and try and fill in the rest. 4. Now, of course, I know how to do this already, but I'm demonstrating it to you how you would get into it if you can't hear the metronome on 4. 4. 4. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So Let's go back to another rock example with just the metronome on 2 or just on 4 by itself. So I just made up a random chord progression. I'm at 130 beats per minute, BPM as we call it. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I could improvise on that with that beat 130, but let's go to half that. All right, 65. And let's decide to make it, you don't have to make it 2 and 4, you can make it 1 and 3. That's 1 and 3. I forgot what I played. But let's do 2 and 4. 2 3 4 1 2 3 4. But what I wanted to do was show you guys if I made that just the 2 or just the 4. Now my metronome doesn't go below 40 beats per minute here. So I can't go half of 65. Again, we started at 130. Half of that was 65, and half of that again would be, you know, 32 and a half, you know, but my metronome doesn't go that slow. But on most digital, like modern metronomes, let's see if there's one. I have a free app on my phone. Let's see if that one does it. Interestingly enough, I looked at my metronome, my free metronome app, and it did not go low enough in terms of tempo. But then I found this other one called Metrono. I have an Android, and I downloaded it for free. Metrono, that's what it's called. And it definitely goes to 32. So what we set the metronome in now is 32. And this can either be the first beat, or the second beat, or the third beat, or the fourth beat. I'm going to just choose, like, beat 4. So if you can do stuff like this, you'll be well on your way to building your rhythmic foundation. So in order to hear the 4, I'm just going to say it out loud. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I'm getting off here, so I'm just going to stop and listen to the metronome again and start over. This is going to happen. 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And that thing that happened when I got off, probably because it was just I was playing too loud and the metronome was not loud enough. So first way to solve that problem, turn it down, obviously. Or you can plug in, if you want to go nuts, you know, rock out, whatever, then plug in your metronome. You can get a little cord that plugs in the headphone jack of your metronome to an amp. And I've done that in lessons many times. Let's put it on 2. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 2 is a little easier than 4.